All right. It is your girl, Miss Kat, here at the Woken Business Podcast. And I am the founder of the Woke Money Movement. I am your cash flow connection. And I have yet another phenomenal guest here in the building with me. And before we get started, we got to show homage. We got to show love to the Woke Money Wine. Y'all know how we do here. It is all natural, gluten-free, vegan, but you know, it got that little kick to it, 17%. So we're not going to do too much, but tonight I do, you know, can we pour absolutely just a little bit? Okay, just a little bit. Now, what, as per our custom, as I pour, what I would like for you to do is introduce yourself. Okay. You got me? Okay, cool.
What's up, Woke Business family? My name is Angela and I am the CEO and founder of Hello Breakthrough. You can follow us at hellobreakthrough.com, and we are aiming to make financial freedom attainable for all. I think it is wonderful to be able to have some financial goals, but if you're not exactly sure, but you know that you are living check to check, maybe you're not necessarily ready or, you know, to retire. Maybe you want to start investing, but you don't know how to get from where you are living check to check to where you want to be. And that is, whatever your goals are, we can help you get there. So that's what I do.
Hello, Breakthrough. I love it. Yeah. Well, before we get into the, you know, into everything, let's take a toast.
Okay.
We're going to toast to Woke Money and the Woken Business Podcast and the Woke Money Conference that's coming up.
Yeah, it's June.
So, yes, it's coming, y'all. So, let's take a sip.
Oh, wait a minute. That's good.
She wasn't ready for that. She said, put some in her purse to the side. Look,
I was only going to have a little bit.
You wasn't ready, huh? Well, first of all, thank you for your opinion on our wine. It is what we call our liquid gold. So thank you for tasting it with us. So, Hello Breakthrough.
Yes.
Okay, but before we get started, first of all, publicly, I just want to thank you for being one of our sponsors for the Woke Money Conference. We don't take that lightly, so we appreciate that.
The honor is all mine. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you. So, what made you start Hello Breakthrough?
Man, I was broke.
Hey, let's jump in. Look,
I wasn't, like most of us, my parents didn't talk to me about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew we didn't have none. But it wasn't a conversation. It was just, we don't have money for this. We can't do this. And I took those same habits, good or bad, you know, taught or not, into adulthood. And I have kids of my own. And when I say I live check to check, that was my life. I was in debt. I owed everybody and their mama. I was robbing Peter to pay Paul. And after my second divorce, okay, all right, because let me tell you what will mess up your finances. Hey, divorce. Okay, I just was like, enough is enough. I wanted to vacation.
Yes.
I wanted to, there was a life that I had pictured in my head, and I just wasn't seeing that being manifested on a day-to-day basis, and I was just tired.
Yes.
So after I got divorced, I looked at how much I owed. I was over $83,000 in debt. A lot of that was student loans, but a lot of it was credit cards and just stuff. Like, I literally was just out here just wilding with my finances. And then I said, okay, how do I fix it? How do I change this? And then I paid off $83,368
in
16 months in the middle of a global pandemic.
Wow.
So
wow.
Y'all know the pandemic just happened, right?
Yes.
So this is not old money.
This is
a new breakthrough.
I like it.
And so what I did was, along that journey of me shifting my mindset, I started sharing what I was doing with other people, and they were having similar successes. And I was just like, how do I scale this and take this to other people? Hello Breakthrough was formed.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, man, that's inspiring. And what I like about it is just raw, and it just is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I think that's the best when it's authentic.
Yeah.
And it's true. And people can resonate with that, because everything that you said, I'm sure there's somebody like, yeah, I'm broke.
Yeah
I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah. Like I'm that person.
The biggest thing that I realize is we don't necessarily talk about money not necessarily to find financial breakthrough. We talk about it from a standpoint of what we want to buy, how much we want to spend, what we want to attain, but not necessarily, hey, I don't know this. A lot of the lessons that we learn, it's from the school of hard knocks, meaning
yes.
I made a mistake. I did this. I got out there. I bought a car. I didn't know that I was supposed to do X, Y, and Z first because we won't ask. And whether that's out of fear of not really, you know, acknowledging you don't know everything
for sure,
or you're ashamed to admit that you don't know everything, but we just don't talk about it. And so one of the things that Hello Breakthrough does is we take down that barrier of the lack of knowledge about financial literacy and just money management. And by me being transparent and saying I was living check to check, there's nothing that you've experienced that I haven't. I done filed bankruptcy. I done payday loans. I got a payday loan to pay off a payday loan. And because I'm so transparent, I'm trying to create a space where everybody else can say, this is where I am today. This is where I desire to go. How do I get there?
For sure.
And then I just give it away.
For sure. And I love that because at the end of the day, that's kind of like how we are with woke money,
yeah.
You know, because we have different partners. Let me just say that we have different partners. And so one of our partners was like, yo, like we be trying to have all these financial literacy events and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, yeah, but I read your flyer and it's like, come to the symposium of the, and I'm like, yo, nobody talks like that. Yeah. Like nobody, I don't even know what y'all talking about. Yeah. It's a seminar to get up, how to buy a house, but it's like, come to this forum, symposium.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nobody talks like that. So I'm saying that to say, like, because you're being genuine, because you're being transparent, like people can resonate with that. And
you
that
gotta make it plain.
Yes. Yeah. Make it make sense. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Especially because the demographic that we are trying to reach out to, they don't talk like that. They don't think like that.
Yeah.
And so we have to kind of get to their level.
Yep.
So
if you want to reach them.
That's true, which it seems like you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
So
you know, we try.
So with that being said, do you have like a curriculum or what is it that you offer?
We offer one-on-one coaching. We offer group coaching. One of our things that we really enjoy doing is budget workshops. So right now we are in school districts. We go to churches and even organizations and we do a budget workshop and you can do a budget workshop, right? And you can Google anything on how to create a budget. What sets Hello Breakthrough apart is we do it with your money. So it's not a theoretical budget. It's not, oh, let's say you want to save $1,000, right? Which is not bad. But if I want to create lasting change and I want to show people that on average, you are wasting $200 to $300 easily every month. Right. If I want to show you that, I can't do that with a theoretical budget.
Yes.
I need to show you with your money and your spending triggers,
yep.
your money habits and your financial habits. Hey, if you shift your mindset just this way, just a little bit, you can reach your goals, whatever that is. So I have some clients who they're not trying to get out of debt. Okay. Right. Let's be clear. That's not what they want. They want an 800 credit score. And we know that to have an 800 credit score, you have to manage your debt well.
Gotcha. Right?
That's different than being debt free.
Understood.
If that's your goal, cool. I can help you get there. You know, and if you're not living check to check. So we create whatever those particular goals are, we have something for that. So we are budget workshops that we do with school districts, churches, companies. We are proud to announce that we do financial service plans. So if your company has like a benefit plan, we provide financial services for that for employees. So that is something that I'm super excited about. And we also do, like I said, one-on-one coaching and we have an academy to help shift your mindset towards your finances.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all of it. So, oh my God. So what is like when do I need to come to Hello Breakthrough? Like, is it just like today?
Honestly, I would say today, but that's not realistic. I think you have to get to the point where you're really tired of that same cycle of not having money, not being able to do the things that you want. When you're at a counter and you're checking out in groceries and you got to put things back.
Yeah.
Right. And you got to make a decision on whether or not you can buy tires or get an oil change or pay your light bill. when you're trying to decide, hey, can I pay to trademark my company because I'm maximizing my streams of income? Can I pay that? Or if I do that, I can't do something else. When you have to make those types of choices,
life decisions,
you need to call Hello Breakthrough, because sometimes you can't figure it out on your own, and we can help with that. So,
and I think it's very important to have like a third party.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because if you're in the box, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing over and over. So of course you need somebody like looking in the box, like, hey, Kat, like, what are you doing?
A little bit further away from the situation. I tell people all the time, I'm a certified financial coach. I don't make a move without consulting my community, right? I know all of the things, but sometimes I could be so close to something that I want that's my lens.
Mm.
And I can talk myself into buying anything off of Amazon. Okay. Right.
Gotcha.
And so sometimes asking someone that you trust,
mm-hmm, that knows
your financial goals, yep, to be able to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think? And then to me, that's wisdom.
Yes.
To me, that's not, somebody got to tell me what to, mm-hmm, do. You got to shift your mindset, right? If you think of the millionaires and the people that you look up to, they're not out here just investing blindly.
For sure.
They do their research.
For sure. And they have a team. They have a team of consultants that say, hey, it's okay to do X, Y, Z. Exactly.
Let me educate you
for sure
on risk tolerance and why this mutual fund might be better than what you're trying to do. I think it is important that you tap into your team and ask some questions. And maybe that may not be your friend circle that you talk to on a daily basis. Okay. That may not be your family. When I was getting ready to pay my student loans off, which was $58,000, I had people very close to me. They didn't understand that decision. Right. And this was before the administration decided they was
going to. Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
Whatever. Right. They didn't understand it.
And now my girl, you doing what?
I couldn't. It was a what? Yeah. You know what you could do with that money? Yes. Pay the people. That's what I could do. Right. And if I would have listened to that, I might be in a very different situation. Hello Breakthrough may have never have come through that. But one thing that I can tell you is being obedient and being disciplined.
Wow.
Will make room for other things.
I love it.
And so while some people were struggling during a pandemic, and my heart goes out to you, I thrived.
Understood.
From that obedience and
Understood.
From paying my debt. And now I'm in a much different situation to be able to say, been there, done that. This is what it could look like.
For sure.
If you were to shift your mindset and do something different with your money.
And what I love about Hello Breakthrough that is just phenomenal is because it's real life. Oh, yeah. This ain't something that you read in a book. Mm-mm. This ain't something that you watched on a movie. Mm-mm. This is your real life.
This is real life, y'all. This can happen. I tell people all the time, I failed Financial Peace University twice. Days program. It didn't work for me. And I'm not saying that it couldn't work for others. I know people have had great success, but some of those methodologies just don't always translate to people who look like me.
For sure. For sure.
And so if you are looking to break through in your finances, or you don't know exactly clear goals, because I meet a lot of people, they're just like, man, I just need to make more money. I'm like, well, quantify that. You make more money, you get a raise every year. You make more money. You get your income tax every year. You got more money.
Yep. There you go.
A few times out the month, out the year, there's some months where you make more money. You get more paychecks. Making more money is not necessarily
always
what it is. Right?
Exactly. It's what you're doing with
that money.
I love it.
And that starts in the mind first, because as soon as we get it, it's gone.
That is true. Y'all, come on. They said, we're going to give you a dollar raise. You
it's
already
gone.
Like 8.25, carry the one. Look, we about
borrow
to.
The
look. Exactly. Y'all know that money be spent.
That math is gone. I mean, your Amazon card, if you look at it right now, right? And I'm not saying don't shop. I'm not saying that. And I will never tell any of my clients, don't shop. What I'm saying is make a plan for your money so that your money can work for you.
I love it.
But when you can't quantify, you can't really truly identify what your goals are, saying you want to make more money, saying you want to save. Well, how much do you want to save? How much more money do you need? But if you're not even looking at, do you know how many people don't even look at their bank accounts until
it's too late?
It's way too late.
Yes.
Right. So I know that there's a stigma behind budgeting, right? Mm-hmm. And which is why I love doing the facilitating budget workshop. I get excited when I see monthly budget meeting on my calendar. And I invite everybody in the household who benefits from my salary to that budget meeting. Okay, so we all in the know. Most people don't look at their bank statements until it's late. Most people don't even budget their money, or not in the traditional sense. And one thing that I tell people, we all budget, right? You get paid on Friday, right?
Yeah,
right. That money is gone. Or you look at it's the weekend and you're like, oh, I don't get paid until next Friday. How much do I have left in my account? Then you budget out what you need to do between now and the next payday. You do a budget. I just want you to do it before you spend your money.
Understood. Yeah. Look, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I think it's safe to say that everybody can benefit from
a budget.
Yes. Yeah. And is that what you're going to be talking about at the conference? Or can we just get a little sneak peek? Just a little nugget.
I will say, yes, everybody can benefit from a budget, but I think more importantly, everybody can benefit from a mindset shift of what their money can do for them.
Mm.
I know that you've had tons of guests on here who talks about all the different ways that we can create a legacy. And I think maintaining and managing your money now will just make your life so much more enjoyable. And I think that once we shift our mindsets to money being a tool to live the life that we desire. I mean, we work too hard to be broke, mentally, broke spiritually, broke financially. And I think that is the message behind Hello Breakthrough. It doesn't matter how much money you make if you're not managing it well. We hear stories all the time about people who win the lottery. And then they're broke.
Yes, within months. Like within months.
Your bank account increases, but your mindset
stays the same. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And then you're circling the environment and the people that you're hanging around, their mindset is the same. So when you think about any breakthrough that you're trying to, you know, to have right now, we're talking about finances, which is great. But if you think of it, think about what you're spending your money on. So I'll use myself as an example. I know y'all probably don't have these problems, right? So I was fluffy, right? Okay. And that means I was about 60 pounds heavier. If you check my Instagram.
Oh, girl, stop.
Okay, listen, okay. Right. But you would catch me spending money on shapers and tees and things like that. This is not stuff that was in my budget. Because
understood.
I'm trying to address a symptom and not
get
down to the root.
Understood.
Right? Because if I could buy a body shaper, then I'll look better in these clothes that I done bought. And then, oh, well, maybe I should just buy this. Oh, I didn't buy it in my size. I'm going to buy it again. And da, da, da. So now I'm spending money addressing a symptom and not the root. When I could just go walk for free. Right? And I think that is when I say mindset shift. Yeah, I might have the money. What am I sacrificing? So I know a lot of times people are like, oh, she does budgets. I'm not living check to check. I don't need her. If you're not investing. If you're not making money while you sleep, if you don't have a will, a trust, if you don't have life insurance policies, if you don't have rental properties, if you don't have multiple streams of income, you're leaving money on the table.
I think I
help with that.
I think I need to just shut the show down because this is all about. This is what I've been trying to preach. And maybe they just need to hear it from somebody else because they probably tired of hearing it out of Miss Kat's crusty mouth, because I'm just like, Jesus, this is what I'm trying to say. Financial literacy, and I gotta find a new term, because I think that's another thing. They hear financial literacy and then, you know, cut it off. But it's not just for the broke.
No.
It's not just for the broke, like you said. You might get to the bag.
Yeah.
Kudos.
But how are you keeping the bag? How are you growing the bag?
Exactly.
How are you multiplying the bag?
Like,
how are you sharing the bag? And that was nothing too.
Ooh.
That's what we don't do. When we figure it out, we don't share.
Ooh. Like
we don't. We keep it to ourselves. And I'm like, it's enough bag out there for
us.
Oh
my God.
And I tell people all the time with Hello Breakthrough, once you get it, go tell. You have a responsibility to go share that information with other people. You could go on vacation by yourself, but
isn't it more fun?
It's more fun with someone else. And
ain't no fun unless we all have
everybody can afford that trip.
Wow.
Everybody can go. Everybody is able to live that same type of life. Like, I just, and it doesn't require I'm not going to say it doesn't require a whole lot, but the shift that people have to make, honestly, it's a choice.
And yeah,
it's really a faith issue, but that's a conversation.
That's another, part. Yeah. Might have a part two.
Yeah. I think it's something that can be done. And that's one of the things that I tell people, like, if you subscribe and you start following Hello Breakthrough, it's not I want you to click this, follow me, buy this, and then I'll give you the information. If you don't, if you don't subscribe or you don't book a service with us, if you follow just us on Instagram or on Facebook, you can change your financial situation. If you become a Breakthrough Bestie, which is $19.99 a month, you'll get a text every single day with a tip on how to transform your
money. I love it.
Period. If you do that, you can shift your financial system from wherever it is to where you desire to be. You want to go a little bit deeper. You want to start investing. You're not sure about your risk tolerance. If you don't even know what that is.
It's time. It's time.
Yeah.
Wake up. I need y'all to wake up.
Because groceries is high.
Everything is high.
Look. Cost of living is high.
Yes.
And it's not this idea that somebody is coming to save us.
Ooh.
It's false. It's a false narrative. Save yourself by educating yourself, becoming more literate about where you stand financially. And I get it. You're like, I ain't got no money. That's where I stand. But why don't you have it? You go to work every day. You get a salary every day.
I love it.
So let's figure out what's going on. Where's your money going?
Yeah. And the thing is, I think a lot of people, they get scared because they like, if I look at it,
yeah,
you know, like now it's real. But
it's still real when you put your head on the sand and don't look at it. Matter of fact, like, it's more real because then people gonna keep calling you.
Yes, it's like don't stop.
Knock on your door, or they gonna pick up what belongs to them because you don't own it. So let's do something different. And you don't want to wake up in 50, 60 years and you don't have anything to show. For the 9-10 hours that you worked and the time that you commuted to work and the hours that you spent on the team's call and now your children have nothing.
Jesus. That, like, listen. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all, I had to take a sip on that because if that don't hit home, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
So, Woke Money Conference, June 8th.
Yes.
This phenomenal lady will be there with bells on.
Yes.
She is trying to help y'all break through. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Hello, Breakthrough. Yes. All right. So if we want to connect with you, because we're gonna connect with you at the conference. Matter of fact, I think I need to sign up to be a bestie. Okay.
I need to be a bestie.
But for those that can't wait to the conference or they just want to connect with you, how do we do so?
You can follow me on every platform. I'm really trying, y'all, to be better on Facebook, but Hello Breakthrough on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, we have a YouTube channel, but ain't nothing there.
We'll put some of these clips on
right,
there.
Right. And if you're interested, if you're hearing this and you're like, man, this would be such a blessing for my church or my sorority or my organization, reach out. Let's talk. Let's talk about what a budget workshop can do and how it can transform not just your life, but the lives of the people that you're connected to. So www.hellobreakthrough.com. And let's connect. Let's talk. Let's get you to your breakthrough and beyond.
I love it, y'all. Yeah. I love it. I think that was just the way to end it all. You know, y'all, I can't say it enough. Yeah. We're going to end on just a positive vibe. Woke Money Movement. This is what we're here to do. We are your cash flow connection. We are the financial literacy plug. We're plugging you into these resources. So if you're not following us, make sure that you follow us. Facebook, The Woke Money Movement, at The Woke Money Movement on Instagram. If you're trying to get your tickets to the conference because you want to see this phenomenal lady and all the other guests that we have had previously and those that are to come, because we got some good stuff coming. It's just going to keep getting better and better and better. Like, y'all can't shut this down. Y'all can't shut us up. Like, it's going to keep going, right? Make sure that you go to wokemoney.org. That's wokemoney.org. Get your tickets. I need to see everybody there in the building. But we're going to keep rocking and rolling. I appreciate you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor. And this is fun.
But it'd be like that over here on this side of the fence, right? And that's what I want people to understand, for those that are watching, those that are listening, for the person that's watching us on Instagram, because I don't go live on Instagram, but we're going to start, right? Financial literacy don't have to be boring. It don't have to be dry. It don't have to be, you know, whatever. Like, we can have fun with this thing. Yeah. But what we do need to do is stay woke, like wake up and let's get to the bag. And like you said, let's not just get to the bag. Let's retain the bag. Yeah. Let's share the bag and let's keep growing. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. We're going to go ahead and head out, and you can catch us next week here at the Woken Business Podcast every single Monday on GMT Radio. Shout out to Flume TV. Shout out to my guy, Ryan. Thank you guys for holding it down. You guys be blessed.